Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the gospel of the day is a mighty invitation for each one of us to live as a true Christian, a true missionary, just as the 12 apostles were sent by Jesus on the mission journey. Jesus had become very popular by various deeds in his ministry, powerfully teaching the word of God and authoritatively interpreting the law, mightily healing many of the sick and boldly accepting those rejected by the peoples, intensely performing many wondrous actions and effectively transforming the society. A great band of people had begun to follow him, some from far, some closely, some with ulterior motives, some with genuine intentions. In the midst of this rising popularity, an increasing crowd following, the Lord chose the 12 whom he named as apostles. These 12 were to be with him and to be sent out. These 12 were to be an extension of his mission on earth. To them, the Lord entrusted the great task of spreading his mission of the kingdom of God. One of the key issues that the Lord addresses when he sends out his disciples is to be aware of the fact that there will be great possibilities that they would be rejected, as happened to the Old Testament prophets like Amos that we've heard in the first reading. Speaking of rejection, there is a story. One Sunday at Mass, as the priest was giving his homily, a little baby in the front row suddenly started crying loudly. The mother did her best to pacify the child, but nothing worked. So finally, she got up and started to walk down the aisle to take the baby into the cry room. The priest stopped his preaching and very compassionately called out to the mother, "That's okay, you don't have to leave. The child is not disturbing me." The young woman turned around and said, "Pardon me, Father, but you are disturbing my child." Hope there are no babies crying now. However, dear friends, in the case of apostles, they were not to get disheartened by rejection, rather to be bold and firm to stand against anything that would oppose their mission. Jesus warns them that their life as his followers and as a missionary of the kingdom would surely meet a lot of opposition. Many would reject their teachings. Many would even perhaps persecute them. Many would seek to make them compromise their values. However, in all this, the apostles were to remain bold, firm, and courageous. They had to fill their hearts with the two basic virtues: dependence on God's providence and firm perseverance in his ways. The message of the gospel is always opposed to the ways and values of the world. It was so in the time of Jesus. It was so also in the time of apostles. And it is so in our own times and situations. To be a Christian, a missionary in today's world, is indeed a great task, a challenge, and a responsibility. There are many aspects in the world that go against Christian values. There are numerous situations that challenge our Christian faith. Christian virtues today are rejected, trampled upon, compromised, and even diluted. We can either give in to them, or just complain about them, or make efforts to change them. As St. Paul explains in second reading, by virtue of our baptism, we share in the privilege of being called a follower of Christ, also in the responsibility and duty of being firm and faithful to our Christian values. Are we going to dilute, compromise, be lukewarm, or adopt an all-is-adjustable policy with respect to our Christian values? Or are we ready to grow and stand firm in our convictions and make efforts to live a true Christian life? Let us ask ourselves, is the world transforming us, or are we as Christians transforming the world? Is the world transforming us, or are we as Christians transforming the world? Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.